At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down on a Twisted Tuesday. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. It's been a very serious day, so we're trying to lighten the mood a little bit. We talked about the Washington football team names. And we love Steve Merrill, but yeah, his pigskin sucked. That one was terrible. And for the record, I don't know. The Cleveland Indians said they were changing their name, but now I don't know. Maybe they're backtracking on that. Maybe they're backtracking. You know, the Washington football team might just be the better damn name that they have than the names that they have on this list, to be honest. All right, so let's start off in the NBA this evening, as the Brooklyn Nets are victorious, but were they? This is like white man can't jump. All right, sometimes when you lose, you really win. Sometimes when you win, you really lose. But listen, Brooklyn wins tonight. And it's amazing how the Pelicans keep getting respect from the odds maker and they keep letting everybody down. I only took the over. I'm kicking myself for not taking Brooklyn. I said on Game Time Decisions tonight before the game that I said, you know what, Kyrie Irving could beat these guys on his own. And here we are. The game sails over the number. The total was too light. But Brooklyn, of course, Kevin Durant comes back. Last week he's already out, thigh contusion, prolonged period of time, they don't know how long, and now James Harden, for whatever reason, suffered a setback, and now he's going to be out for a prolonged period of time. And I'll tell you what's not a prolonged period of time away right now: the NBA playoffs. We're not all that far off. This play-in stuff starts on like May 18th type stuff, May 16th, May 17th. I don't know, when's the last night of the regular season? The last day of the regular season is Sunday, May 16th. So we're less than a month away. And then the playoffs start the following weekend. The play-in tournament will start like 2 days after type thing. I think the play-in tournament starts on Tuesday and then boom, everyone else starts on Thursday. So, you know, Brooklyn just suddenly going to have everybody back. Everything's going to be fine. They're going to last four playoff rounds. They're going to win the championship. Not with my money. Now Kawhi Leonard's out for a week. But I don't know. Is Kawhi Leonard hurt or is he like on vacation? The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Non-stop live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
What, are you not going to listen?
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
BetOnline.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk, right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down. Rick Serratello will join us. We're going to get into the NFL draft a little bit later on. We'll get back to the NBA. And it really is amazing. Every day, there's like a new superstar player that gets injured as the playoffs are around the corner. I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing for some of these players, actually, that they're getting rested or they get injured. They get their injuries out of the way. But Brooklyn, it's repetitive. It's not like, oh, they're getting their injuries out of the way. They're just prolonged, right? It's a little bit different. We brought up Kawhi Leonard being out for the next week or so, yet I wouldn't overly panic about Kawhi Leonard being, like, quote-unquote hurt. I think this is just a classic case of getting Kawhi some rest before the playoffs because it's go time right now, and I think the Clippers sort of sent some blood in the water right now as far as the championship. I think plus 700 is actually a pretty good look. All right, let's bring in Andrew McKinnis right now from Wager Talk. Let's talk some pucks with McKinnis. How you doing tonight, McKinnis?
What's up, Gabe? Doing pretty good, man. Can't complain. 3-0 night. One of those nights that I wish I played more games. And as much as you're kind of mad about those nights, they're always good nights because it means you had a good night and a winning night and you had a good read on the card. So doing pretty good, and I'm doing a lot better than the Leafs are.
Well, that's the life of a gambler, or at least I should say. I didn't know you were such a degenerate, even after a winning night. Like, if you can't be happy, and we've all been there, after a winning night. Oh, I should have bet more. But, yeah, listen to you. You come in here gloating. So let me ask you, though. I got to be honest. You're only allowed to gloat about the Toronto Maple Leafs if you had the Vancouver Canucks tonight. Did you?
No, I did not. Definitely not.
Oh, look at this, McKinnis. They're not. So you're ready to talk smack to them, but you didn't bet against them. For the record, I can't pat myself.
In the live chat, man, you said I got to come.
I can't.
You thought I was coming ready. I made this tweet and I realized it wasn't as funny as I thought it was in my head. I said that breaking news: Kyle Dubas has signed Kevin Durant to the Maple Leafs. They needed that one more missing piece. But then I realized that Kevin Durant only goes to winning teams, so maybe they'll go and figure out a way to get McDavid or something. They need one more piece, apparently. But, you know, I had a friend that told me that I can't talk smack unless my team has a winning record or is in the top of the standings. And I just think it's funny to make fun of the Leafs. So it's awesome that I'm on this show and that happened tonight, to be honest with you, Gabe. But how are you, man? How are things with you?
Oh, I'm all right. I had Vancouver. But as I was going to say, I didn't have them on the money line. I copped out. I only had them on the puck line this evening. So at plus 1.5, but the Leafs were such massive favorites for whatever reason or another. So that's 2-for-2 for Vancouver.
What was the
right now? We lose. What? The Vancouver puck line?
Yep.
I don't know. Like it was like plus 102 or minus 104 type nice thing. It was around a pick'em.
Nice.
It was around a pick'em.
Cool.
You know what I mean, I don't know. I got like 18 bets here, 20 bets. But yeah, it was around a pick'em essentially. Dude, the Leafs were minus 330, bro. Right? The Leafs, I think it was minus 112. It was minus 112. So that's what it was. It was minus 112. Vancouver Canucks plus a puck and a half. And listen, a puck and a half stuff's been working for us. It doesn't always work, but I do agree the Leafs are a fey team right now, and it's partially the Leafs are a fey team, and partially is, I don't know, Vancouver a play-on team, yet this is the classic situation. And we've been red hot in the NHL, McKinnis, by simply buying in, especially in this Canadian division, in the Northern division, by buying into the trends, bro. Just buy in, bet it, and accept it, right? I've never seen anything like this. And I know the other divisions have some one-sided stuff too, yet it's crazy in the Canadian division, man. Like guys, the Vancouver Canucks have now beaten the Leafs four straight times. Like, that's 4-0 right now. So that's 4-0. It's crazy because think about it. The Leafs were minus 380 the other night against a team that, all right, hadn't played in a month, so, or like 3.5 weeks. So people bought into that. They lose. They lay this number again. Like, how the hell, like, why aren't the Leafs like minus 160, bro? How the hell are they minus 330? Like, people, and I swear to God, there's a common theme here, guys. The Vancouver Canucks and the Vancouver Whitecaps. It's like Vancouver doesn't exist in the sports landscape. And the Vancouver Whitecaps the other day were like massive underdogs to the Portland Timbers, beat them outright. The Vancouver Canucks, come on. Like, and the Toronto Maple Leafs, like, honestly, would be like minus 330 if they played the Toronto Marlies, their farm team. Like, I don't understand, like, the numbers in the last two nights. And I'm kicking myself, Andrew, for not pulling the trigger and just saying, you know what, Vancouver will beat them again tonight. And that's exactly what happened. That's 4 in a row they've beaten them now.
Yeah, well, I can't argue with the fact that the price was absurd. The price was ridiculous. And one thing that you've said countless times about these matchups, we've seen it. Certain teams play better against certain teams. Throw all the odds out the window. Throw all the matchups, the line for line out the window, the defensive pairings against offensive pairings. Some teams match up great against other teams. And I got to give you credit for one thing, Gabe, and I'm not sure if you brought this up tonight already, but you've mentioned this since way back in college season, and it's a theory about teams coming off COVID. Everybody looked to fade them, and I noticed that you jumped on betting on these teams, or at least finding a way not to just completely bash on them. And I think one thing has to go to them is, number one, urgency. Number two, you know, you're playing with a little bit of emotion. But number three, this team wasn't going to come back until they were ready. You know, like, they fought for a couple more days to make sure they were right, yeah, and they were ready. Maybe they weren't in that same game strength as they would have been. But I think we'd be kidding ourselves if we didn't say there was some desperation there and some emotion in that game. But they certainly felt it. They went out there and played well. So hats off to Vancouver there in that game.
They've shown a ton of heart. And Twitter's a buzz right now, McKinnis. You were too busy bashing the Leafs and mocking the Leafs on Twitter to notice that a lot of people are calling out the Canadians right now and saying, here come the Vancouver Canucks, that they're going to catch the Montreal Canadiens. 8 points back, four games in hand, right? They got to play a million games to catch up. I'm surprised it's not more actually in hand after all the time that they were off. But speaking of the Montreal Canadiens and speaking of trends, so look, the Montreal Canadiens play the Edmonton Oilers, all right? And the Canadiens had been successful against these guys earlier in the year. They had won, you know, they had won the first two times that they played, and then they had actually beat them four out of the first five times that they play. But Montreal have hit a wall right now. They're injured. They're out of gas. They're not very good. Their defense is falling apart. They're just, you know, whatever. It's just a train wreck. They might hang on to the last playoff spot by default, but I'm not even so sure of that at this point. But you want to talk about patterns, guys. All six games, McKinnis, between these two teams this year have gone under the number. 6-0 to the under between Montreal and Edmonton this year. Sucks that it's a 5.5 right now, but you know, last night it was a 5.5, and it popped up to 6 right before the puck drop. So we'll see what happens right here. I doubt it, but you know, we'll hit this from McKinnis on the other side. We'll get his thoughts on this Canadiens Oilers game and the overnight card: San Jose, Vegas, Minnesota, Arizona, Nashville, Chicago. But as we stated, guys, the Northern Division in the National Hockey League has just been so trend heavy and has lived up to the trends. Look, we talked about it last night, and I smashed that last night, the under 6. in the Montreal-Edmonton game because I said, look, guys, it's 5-0 to the under. Why would we get in front of this? It went under. Bring it.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We do this 24 hours a day, working hard to bring you the news you can use.
Get on the grid.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us.
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, Luke!
There's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between on the Twisted Tuesday. We'll get into the NFL draft a little bit later on. We'll get into the Super League collapse as well. We're talking NHL hockey right now with WagerTalk.com's Andrew McKinnis. So, McKinnis, tonight the Islanders spank the Rangers. All right, are we all right here? Oh, it sounds like he's checking in and out here. I've heard prison connections better than this. I've taken collect calls before with better phone connections. All right, so the Islanders smashed the Rangers 6-1 this evening. I was on that. Speaking of trends, this is a trend that blew up tonight in which, you know, the Islanders have just been in an under machine. They explode. I was on the Islanders tonight, but I wanted to get your thoughts. Let's not live in the past. So, Montreal and Edmonton. I was on Edmonton last night, and I don't see any reason why I won't be on Edmonton again tomorrow night. What's your take on this game?
Yeah, Gabe, well, I think the biggest thing for me, that there'll be a worry as far as taking the under, which is what I want to do initially, which is what I want to do with a lot of half games, is the fact that McDavid, I mean, did you watch that game? Did you see the end of that game? It was just ridiculous. I mean, that game had under written all over it. Still stayed under, but, you know, McDavid and Draisaitl and those top lines and the top guys, the Oilers started to get their act together and started to actually finish some of their chances. I mean, Jake Allen has been unbelievable. He came in ice cold after Carey Price leaves the game, made some spectacular saves. But, you know, I see all kinds of Habs fans on Twitter coming at me, and I'm being a realistic fan, it's probably to the surprise of a lot of people on here listening, saying that we don't have enough finishers and enough scorers, too many passers, and you can't win games scoring just one goal. And it seems to me like the Oilers, it was just about time for them to get it going and start scoring. So, I can't argue with the way you're looking in that game. The Habs aren't really in a good spot right now. I would say that they do need a desperation bounce back, but I'm not sure who's going to be the leader of that bounce back. But, yeah, you know, I have a funny feeling, and this is just honestly just a gut. I don't have any stats to give you on this, but I feel like this game could start off quick and then potentially slow down. So I understand I've been saying about how Montreal is not scoring, but something tells me this game could go over in the first period and then still go underneath the total, or maybe look at an in-game under. Something tells me there's going to be a jump out the gate, Gabe, in this one. But as far as the price goes right now, I can't go wrong with Edmonton. And I wanted to point out as well, Vancouver, 5.8% chance of making the playoffs, and Calgary, 12.9%. So like you said, the Habs playing horrible hockey, but still going to just walk their way into the playoffs with all those overtime losses.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. They could collapse, bro. They could fully collapse. I'd like to know how many more times Edmonton played Montreal, actually. Or, excuse me, Vancouver played Montreal head-to-head as well. I hear you. Listen, it would be a disaster. Like, Bergevin would finally get fired. He might still get fired, actually. He has to be honest. He has to. Like, you can't trust this dude to just keep digging out of a hole. Like, they're in a hole, and he's, like, trying to dig out of it, and you give this guy power. And it's one of these deals where he seemingly, people like the trades he makes. Oh, he got the better of this and the better of that, but it never adds up to anything, right? They fire the coach. It doesn't change Jack. It made things worse. You know, just it's a train wreck, and I blame it's leadership at the top. They caused chaos in the room, and Edmonton's starting to play good hockey right now, bro. We talked about, you and I talked about picking future teams, moving into the future, and everyone's up Winnipeg's ass. Oh, Winnipeg this, Winnipeg that. Everyone loves Winnipeg all the time. Can't sleep on Edmonton right now. And the thing about Edmonton, guys, it's unbelievable, is they're actually 9-0 to the under in their last 9 hockey games. Like, people think of Edmonton as like an offensive team. But 9 straight unders, guys. 3-2, 4-0, 3-2, 3-2, 4-2. It was a 6.5, 3-1, 5-0, 3-0, 4-1. The Oilers are an under machine right now. They haven't had a game go over since March 27th when they lost to the Leafs 4-3 in overtime.
But, Gabe, we know why that is, though, because it's the same story as it's been for the past 3 years. Nobody scores besides their top line, and when they do, it's a solar eclipse. That's why that happens. That's why they're going under the total.
I don't care why it's happening. I don't care why it's happening. I'm just going to keep betting it. That's one thing. I've been riding this under streak. I hear you, but you know they're listen. Oh, no, Edmonton have their flaws.
I wasn't saying about the under. I was saying about Edmonton playing well down the stretch. I think they're easily the third best team. I think they're exactly where they belong.
I don't know. I don't know if there is a best team. Like, between, like, you can't, Toronto's not better than Edmonton, really. Like, you know, or Winnipeg. They're all in the same boat. Like, they all have talent. Edmonton and Toronto are more talented. But Winnipeg have a ton of talent, too. And none of them have ever accomplished anything before. Like, every single one of them are losers. It's true. And then you have the Canadians that'll, you know, whatever, fall ass backwards in the playoffs and probably go 7 games because their goalie will get hot. And then, they'll be faithful and confident for the next year.
Let me know if I'm offside saying this. I don't think you'll think I am because I've heard you say something similar. I know you don't really like the idea of Claude Julien getting replaced by Ducharme, but am I offside by saying that if they didn't have this theory of always having to have Frenchmen, that they would be better off? I mean, Philippe Deneau being our number one center, Jonathan Drouin getting traded with, for Sergachev or the Sergachev trade. You know, don't you think that this team would be different if they didn't feel like they had to have a French goalie, French coach, French, you know, scorer, French this, French that? Don't you think they'd be a little better if they would just worry about putting a quality team out there and not having a number one center be French?
I don't think they care about the number one center being what language he speaks. With the players, it's a little bit different. I think they want a few French guys, but I don't think it's like a massive thing for them. As far as, because look, we'll get to the coach in a second, but the thing is, McInnes, not a lot of people want to sign with the Montreal Canadiens, bro. Right? There's a lot more negatives than positives to play with the Montreal Canadiens. And like, if you're English, number one, it's a French-speaking city. So, number one. And number two, even if you're English, suddenly you're on the team, and then the media in Montreal is going to expect you to learn French in 2 weeks. And if you don't, then you're a jerk. And you're right, disrespecting them. Number three, you get taxed up the ass. All right? So, number four, the team sucks. Number five, people like heckle you on the street and are mean as hell to you when you suck. The media, number six, the media is mercifully like, I could go on. Like, there's just so many negatives. Like, if you're a player in the NHL, you love going to Montreal for a night and going to the strip club and going to a restaurant and going out is great. But you don't want to actually play there, right? So, and then the local guys don't want to play there. Like, you notice, because they never have good French players. You know, Patrice Bergeron's never said, oh, I want to play for Montreal. Vidal Cavalier ran from it. He was like, there's no way in hell. Like, I want to play there. Like, there's... No, it's true, though. Like, there's, for the majority of French players, they're like, I don't want to deal with that. I know what those people are like. They'll turn on you in a heartbeat, right? So I don't want to deal with that.
Gabe, how many other teams trade Sergachev for Drouin? How many other teams in the league have Philippe Deneau as their number one center?
But Mark Bergevin is an idiot. And listen, he traded P.K. Subban, right, for Shea Weber. Didn't train for a French guy, you know what I'm saying? He does stupid things.
Right.
He does, and I'm not going to lie to you, that Bergevin is hell-bent on this French stuff, more than others have been, even. But you can't, they tried. But honestly, the best they were, actually, is when they had a bunch of gritty sort of Ontario dudes, right? Some bigger dudes and stuff. But the thing is, those dudes don't want to sign with them. So, like, they offer contracts to all these guys. And so the Canadians can only sort of get, like, you know, bad French guys or European players that like Canada and like Montreal. They like the city and they like the tradition of the team and they're not hell-bent on, you know, living next to a Taco Bell. But the coach, you're exactly right. Like, it's like it's only common sense, McInnes. Imagine the talent pool and how much smaller it becomes when you insist on the guy speak a certain language. Like, hell, even international soccer teams, like, you know what I mean? Like, even, like, Portugal has a Brazilian guy that coaches them in the national team. You know what I mean? England have had a Dutch guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, these teams that are so protective, like, have been like, you know what? This guy's a really good coach, man. He won a bunch of titles in the German league. Let's hire him. The Canadians, as you stated, if you can't do the press conference, then they don't want you. And let's be real, who are the best ever Canadian coaches in the history of the team? By far. It's not even, whatever, dude. Dick Irvin Sr., English. Scotty Bowman, English. And I'm not saying it's an insult. There's good Francophone coaches, but, you know, like it's basically, it's insanity. That's what it is. It's insanity, but you're also talking about a place in Montreal that is against the law, right, to have an English sign up outside of a place of business. You can have any other language you want, but not English.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Like, they don't care if it's Chinese or, like, you know what I mean? But no, like, so, I mean, come on, they just renamed their football, their soccer team, Club the Foot. I'll put a foot up here. Bring it.
Remember that. that state championship game you played in high school?
Yeah.
We can't get over it either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as just sports talk. Think of us as a full immersion crash course in sports news
you can use.
You listen,
you learn.
Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This lady says I'm an artist.
You? An artist?
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down with Andrew McCannis. All right, let's talk some pucks. We're breaking it down right now, just discussing the Montreal Canadiens problems. But we could do that. That would take like 20 years. Because that would take a long time. Mark Bergevin is the problem, all right? You got to get rid of Bergevin, and it's another thing, too. And don't just make it a French guy there either, right? Like that's another thing. Get the best available hockey guy. Who's the best available guy? You know what I mean? If it's Steve Yzerman, it's Steve Yzerman. I'm not saying take Yzerman, but like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's whoever it is, whoever comes up with the best plan, the best interview, you know what I mean? The best whatever, but they don't think like that. They, you know what I mean? And I've already gone through every former player as well, right? And some of them multiple times. They're like the Yankees with Billy Martin. You're fired, you're hired, you're fired, you're hired, you're hired, you're fired. Like, you know, like how many guys have had two stints, bro? Like, that's the sign that, like, that's like, you look at the Montreal Canadiens, McKinnis. And so look, Claude Julien has been their coach twice, right? In the last 15 years, since I've been on the air, and I've been on the air 19 years now, but he was on the air like when I was on for a while, like he was the coach. So he's been the coach twice in 15 years. Michel Therrien was the coach when I was there before Julien. All right, I covered Michel Therrien, and he was back again. That's like, because in real life, like sports is like real life. Like in organizations, as you know, they're either solid and they run from the top down or they're not. Having two guys coach your team like four times, essentially, two times double each, in the span of 15 years, not to mention the other guys that have been in and out. That's like remarrying the same woman twice. You know what I mean? It's like marrying a woman, getting divorced, marrying somebody else, getting divorced, marrying someone else, getting divorced, going back to the first wife that you married and got divorced to, getting divorced again, and then thinking, you know what? I think things are really going to work out this time with my second wife that I divorced with.
Gabe,
the Montreal Canadiens. That's the best analogy there, right there. They're morons.
The best analogy. That's the best one I've heard, Gabe. And unfortunately, I've actually been in that personal situation. Not married, but on and off, on and off. And you don't want to be in that, because if it ends once, you know you probably shouldn't go back to her or the team.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, like I said, there's sports and life where everything's the same. And we'll get into this in soccer after with Matthias, actually, about Team USA. And listen,
but you're right,
the Montreal Canadiens, the Canadiens started off the season great. They stumbled. They had a little bad road trip. They kept losing in shootouts all the time, and they fired the coach. And he was like four. They were 9-5 when they fired him. And how things gone since? Like, you know, it was like, why? And then, oh, they fired him because they didn't like the power play. Oh, they didn't like, you know, some of the players on the team didn't like Julien anymore. They, you know, Julien wasn't communicating with them. Julien, like, and listen, Julio got like that. He got sick of their bitching and whining and whatever. He started closing his door and he became more, you know, confrontational, less buddy with them. And then, like, the Canadian players are a bunch of cowards, like they always do. They cower and then they get the coach fired or they get Subban traded. Oh, we don't like Subban. He smiles. We don't like the music he plays in the room after. Oh, we lost and he's still partying. It's like, yeah, so are you, jackass. So what are you bitching about? Like, they all act so sanctimonious on that team that none of them have accomplished anything. Shea Weber has in his career, but whatever, he's done. And, you know, Carey Price is a stud, and poor guy, his career has been wasted. But, like, all those other losers that bitch and moan all the time about the coach, and I was bitching about Julien getting fired, and I got a direct message from somebody that's, like, directly with the team. And they said, listen, Morency, you know, love you, just giving you a heads up. I see you talking a lot about this, just giving you the other side. And he told me that, listen, it was like half a mutiny in the room, that half the team hated Claude Julien with a passion, and they thought he was an idiot, and they were blaming him for losing in overtime because of the players around, like, blah, 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 and whatever, the power play. And like I said, Julien is stubborn. But you know what the difference is, McInnes? Julien, unlike these losers, has actually won Stanley Cup championships before.
Yeah, I mean, he won Stanley Cup championships, you know, before my voice dropped.
Well, you know what I mean? I hate to break it to you, McInnes, but the Stanley Cup still mattered, like, before, you know, you watched hockey. Like, I know, like, I know. Oh my God! Like, I know.
Coming game. I knew that was coming. Well, back. I know. I knew that was coming back.
You're right.
At me. But I feel
eight
like,
years geez, ago, you're right. Oh my God! Like. Yeah, that's just crazy talk.
I know. But I feel like you have such a big problem with Ducharme being the head coach. But I can't believe I'm saying this right now. But let's be completely honest for a second. And anyone that knows me and hears this, I'm ashamed to say this, but it's true. We haven't gone through a real rebuild. In the Montreal Canadiens organization, they are
what
scared
rebuild?
To do it. They will never do it. No, but just listen for one sec. The Maple Leafs went through a big rebuild. You wonder why.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with Claude Julien?
Because this is what I'm saying. It's the players. It's the team. They've never actually went through a full rebuild. Everyone blames the coaches, but the players haven't really executed. But it's also because the coaching staff has never let them play loose. Claude Julien wanted to play with a defensive team that can barely score. You always blame the coach, but I feel like the team just sucks. It's not the coach's fault.
It's common sense. If you don't have talent, you can't get into track meets with people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what, like, people expect. Like, you have a bunch of losers. Oh, yeah, let's play. Yeah, Jonathan Drouin's going to score 35 goals if we open things up for you, right? No, you're going to open things up and he's going to get burnt,
Gabe,
and you're going to lose 5-1.
The Leafs, because they have Leafs, they have Marner, they have Nylander, they have Matthews, and they continuously choke in big games. You want to know why I bash the Leafs? That's why, because we don't have a Matthews. And we still show up sometimes. They choke constantly, and they have a brand new, you know, rebuild, top four, all these big guys, and they still choke. That's why I make fun of them.
Yeah, but they've won. They have 61 points. Montreal has 47. Like, they're not really choking too much. Yeah, they're struggling right now, but, like, they're 28-13. It's a massive difference. Yeah, between these two teams. But that's the whole point. But it's irrelevant what Toronto has or doesn't have. It doesn't mean anything. Like, you know, listen, Ducharme's just the next stiff up. And the only reason he got the job is because of his last name. So, and he'll be the next guy to get fired. Right? But we can go on all night. Bergevin's got to go. Ducharme sucks. They all suck. They're gutless. And now Gallagher's out. They've got no heart. Shea Weber's old. He's a big dude.
Weber has not been good for them at all, and that was part of the thing with the trade with Subban, is that everybody loved Weber at first. He had more points per game. He was actually healthier, but he was older by years, several years. You know what I mean? No, I'm not saying like the mass amount of people, but the analytics guys liked the trade at first, but then they realized Shea Weber's old. He's not in his prime. He's literally not taking accountability in the locker room with these post-game interviews. He's not being a real captain, Gabe. But anyway, we can go on about the Habs all day long. I can tell that my fandom is coming out. And when that starts to happen, I know I should start picking some games for tomorrow with you, because I sound like a fan now.
Well, I'm telling you, it's fine. You're passionate about the team. I'm just saying, yeah, I like Edmonton tomorrow, -138. And if you can get a six right now, grab it. Because I don't know if it'll be hanging around out there. So San Jose, +215 against Vegas. I hate these matchups. Vegas, massive favorites. Minnesota Wild, -168 against Arizona. On the road, total 5.5. And the Nashville Predators and the Chicago Blackhawks. These teams just played right last night, but it was in Nashville. Because I believe I was on it. And I was, and now they play again. I tell you what, the Preds are hot, but now they're on the road. What do you think about the overnight games here?
Yeah, Gabe, well, I think like starting like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said that coming down the stretch, it's going to be one of those things where you just don't overthink. And if you did that tonight and you played the Bruins against the Sabres puck line, you cashed that. If you played the Stars puck line, you cashed that. If you faded the Devils, you cashed that. Right now, I think it's important that we look at some of these games and realize which teams are checking out and which teams are locked in. And Minnesota right now is a team that I'm betting on. I'm looking to bet on quite often. I'm looking to grab their team totals over 3.5. They have speed. They have skill. And they're locked in. You know, Arizona right now, I understand. You know, maybe they're a little more motivated or they're supposed to be. But it's the same thing, Gabe, as the whole COVID angle that you saw where teams that shouldn't win, were winning. All these motivated teams aren't going to win just because they have to. You know, must win doesn't always mean will win. Give me the Minnesota Wild, -1.5, going right back to them. I think they're the better team.
Ooh, yeah.
And they're focused right now, playing some pretty good hockey. As far as the Nashville-Chicago game, Nashville's scoring. They're scoring at a better clip than I've seen in a long time from them. There's no way I'm going to shy away from this total. I'm going to go over of the total again, over 6. Between these two teams, I believe there's a couple different 5.5. Oh, mostly 5.5 actually between these two teams. I'm going to go over again with Nashville and Chicago. I think Chicago has a bit more to offer, but you got to give it to Nashville right now, man. They're scoring. Their players are, you know, getting a lot of scoring opportunities. The shot counts are high. I mean, where was this at the start of the year from this Predators team?
And we talk about these one-sided matchups, guys, and it's not just in the Northern Division. McInnes, the Nashville Predators, 6-0 now on the season against the Hawks. 6-0. 3-2, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, 3-0, 5-2. Nashville owned these guys.
It's a matchup thing. We've definitely discussed it. And I'm curious to see what happens next year, Gabe. Do you think we'll see some of these, you know, 2-3-game sets from years to come? With these, you know, COVID divisions out of the way, do you still think we'll see some of this stuff going on, these little mini sets, like 2 and 3 games, like baseball?
Yes. Yeah, I actually do, McInnes. Good question, because owners like saving money and travel, right? They like saving money and travel. And they can, you know, why fly to Edmonton twice in a year when you can do it once? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of the... No, and it's true. Why not just stay there and play 2 games in 3 days? And that's that. And I think it is going to sort of change things. I think baseball, you'll see baseball in a big way. I think they're going to realign baseball divisions and, like... And, you know, sort of change things, you know, and they have the new collective bargaining agreement. It costs a lot of money, man. Travel hasn't gotten cheap in the future. Flying around all these teams around the country everywhere is not a cheap endeavor. And these guys are going to be bitching about making less money. They're not even losing money, but they're going to bitch about making less money due to this pandemic for a long time. And look at what they did in soccer. Oh, the pandemic. We didn't have a choice with the Super League. Yeah, shut up. All right, McInnes, we're going to take a quick break. And we got like 2-3 minutes on the other side. So take a look at the hockey board here or the baseball board. See if there's anything else you want to leave us with on the way out. Andrew McInnes, Wager Talk with us. Rick Saratella is going to join us. NFL Draft Bible, SI.com on the Twisted Tuesday. NFL Draft now a little more than a week away. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Bring it.
Coming at you all day.
Every day.
With more attitude than other lesser networks would deem appropriate. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics.
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Working hard 24 hours a day to give you your USRDA of the winning edge. Everything a growing boy needs.
Sit up straight.
Get it right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. All right, a couple more minutes with McKinnis. I don't know if McKinnis is fired up right now or depressed after talking about the Montreal Canadiens. I feel like a psychiatrist. I know I feel depressed or something, bro. I actually, listen, part of me loves this team as well. I mean, my grandfather played for them. I did the post-game show. I went to a million other games as a kid in a press box, in the room. I've lived a lot of different experiences around this team. But I'm to the point where they anger me, right? So... but not like on a nightly basis. Like, I don't have any problem betting against them. You know what I mean? Like, I have no issue. But, like, I don't bet against the Dodgers. I don't bet against the Bills. I don't bet against the Raptors. Like, but I got no beef betting against these guys because I know they suck now. But I hope they do well. But I know it's a helpless situation. And to be honest, as long as Molson owns the team as well, it's kind of a problem. But, I'll probably get shot for saying that from afar. So, what do you like overnight here? Best bets on the way out here, McKinnis. Any baseball, or you want to keep it on the ice?
Baseball. My first pick that I've released is the Yankees. I haven't played them too much so far in the year. I think they're hopefully going to find their stride, even though their bats aren't fully going so far. I still feel like they will get it going. So I'm on the Yankees tomorrow, Gabe, but. In the NHL, here's my best bet for tomorrow. We're laying a little chalk here, but I've been quite a bit of a team total better lately. Minnesota Wild, over 2.5 team total. Number I'm seeing is anywhere between minus 135, 140 between these two teams. This Wild team is 7-3 their last 10 games to that team total over. They're just a better team than Arizona. Motivation or not, they're a more talented team. They will score at least 3 goals against this Arizona team, despite the health in goal. Arizona's got some healthy goaltenders finally. It won't be enough. Give me the over on the team total for Minnesota.
All right. I like it. I like it. I think I'm going to remember this tomorrow. We'll give you credit if we use it on Game Time Decisions. Andrew McKinnis, Wager Talk. Great stuff with McKinnis. Rick Saratella, Level 3.
Since you were a little kid, you've always loved sports.
So have we.
One of us. One of us. One of us. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.